With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted to be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. This past week's observance of All Saints' Day on November 1st and All Souls' Day on November 2nd gives us the opportunity on today's program to listen to some of the most glorious sacred choral music ever written. We'll share transcendent music by William Harris, William Byrd, Craig Phillips, and others. We'll begin with Ray Vaughan Williams' amazing hymn tune, Sine Nomine, composed for the 1906 edition of the English Hymnal, to set words by Bishop William Walsham Howe. For All the Saints is sung here by the Choir of Wells Cathedral, directed by Malcolm Archer, and accompanied by Rupert Goff. For All the Saints was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, Malcolm Archer directing. Sir William H. Harris served as director of music at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle for a remarkable 28 years, from 1933 to 1961. Toward the end of that time, in 1959, he composed a gorgeous setting of words by John Donne, "Bring Us, O Lord God, a Vision of Heavenly Perfection." We'll hear the choir of the Queen's College, Oxford, as they're led by conductor Owen Rees. Owen Rees led the choir of the Queen's College, Oxford, in "Bring Us, O Lord God" by William Henry Harris. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In recent months, I've become better acquainted with the choral works of contemporary English composer Patrick Hawes. He's composer in residence for Classic FM, the UK's largest classical music station, and his most recent project has been a large-scale choral symphony titled The Great War Symphony, in commemoration of the centennial of the World War I armistice. It was just premiered last month at the Royal Albert Hall. Among his works that has captured my attention is a piece he composed in 2014 on a text written by his brother, Andrew. It speaks in ethereal words and music of the soul's ultimate meeting with others in heaven. Scored for 8-part choir and alto saxophone, we'll hear the Alora Singers under the direction of Noel Edison. John Johnson plays the saxophone, in Quanta Qualia by Patrick Hawes. Quanta Qualia by Patrick Hawes was performed by the Alora Singers. Noel Edison conducted, with John Johnson playing alto saxophone. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. This text from the Book of Wisdom has been set many times over the centuries in both English and Latin. We'll hear William Byrd's 16th century setting of Justorum Anime, sung by the choir of Clare College, Cambridge. Graham Ross conducts. Graham Ross led the choir of Clare College, Cambridge in Justorum Anime by William Byrd. Will Todd is another contemporary English composer whose works have gained in popularity in recent years. In 2008, he was commissioned by the Genesis Foundation to write a piece which the 16 first performed in Westminster Cathedral in London that year. Stay With Me sets a text by Ben Dunwell based on a prayer of St. Padre Pio of Pietrelcina. Originally scored for voices and piano, it's here been rescored for strings and harp, replacing the piano. Tenebrae sings with members of the English Chamber Orchestra. Nigel Short conducts.
Thank you.
Stay With Me, with music by Will Todd, was performed by Tenebrae and the English Chamber Orchestra. Nigel Short directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The aria, I Know That My Redeemer Liveth, from Messiah by George Frideric Handel, is an affirmation of eternal life with words from the Old Testament book of Job and New Testament book of 1 Corinthians. We'll hear soprano Ava Pine sing with Concert Royal from a performance at St. Thomas Church, New York, directed by John Scott. I Know That My Redeemer Liveth from Messiah, as orchestrated by Mozart, was sung by Ava Pine, accompanied by Concert Royal. John Scott conducted. A text by 19th century theologian, scholar, and hymn writer Henry Alford was the inspiration for an anthem composed by Craig Phillips in 2004. We Walk by Faith is an exquisite setting of this reflective and inspiring text. It was commissioned by a parishioner at All Saints Church Beverly Hills, whose choir performs in this premiere recording. Dale Ottoman conducts with the composer at the organ.
Thank you.
Music by Craig Phillips on With Heart and Voice. We heard the choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sing his anthem, We Walk by Faith, on a text by Henry Alford. Dale Ottoman conducted with Dr. Phillips accompanying. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. American composer Ben Alloway, born in 1958, has produced an eclectic body of work reflecting many cross-cultural influences as well as more traditional choral settings. He's composer-in-residence at Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa, and at First Christian Church in Des Moines. Our next selection will feature his setting of a wonderful text for All Saints' Day by Isaac Watts, The Worlds Above. Renee Clausen leads the Concordia Choir in this performance. The World's Above, with text by Isaac Watts and music by Ben Alloway. The Concordia Choir was directed by Renee Clausen. Canadian composer and church musician Eleanor Daly writes in a direct but well-crafted style that fits voices and texts equally well. Her anthem on a text from the Book of Revelation is next. Brady Knapp leads the University Singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston in And God Shall Wipe Away All Tears by Eleanor Daly. Yuri McCoy plays the Schoenstein organ in the Chapel of St. Basil on the campus of University of St. Thomas. The University Singers of the University of St. Thomas sang And God Shall Wipe Away All Tears by Eleanor Daly. Brady Knapp conducted. A 12th-century text by Peter Abelard, translated by John Mason Neal, provides the basis for Sir William Harris's hymn anthem on Oh, What Their Joy and Their Glory Must Be. A traditional French melody with origins in plain chant is adapted here by Dr. Harris in this piece written for the Three Choirs Festival. Stephen Clebury leads the choir of King's College, Cambridge in this performance. What Their Joy and Their Glory Must Be by William H. Harris was sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, led by Stephen Clebury. Organ scholar Benjamin Bale accompanied. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate the Feast of All Saints. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.